Starting in the US this morning, in Florida, hit by a hurricane, a big one, Hurricane Ian, with severe flooding, huge winds, storm surges leaving 2 million people with no electricity, the roof off an ICU ward at one hospital ripped off. Speaking to Fox News overnight, Florida Governor Ron DeSantis said Hurricane Ian is clearly the biggest flood event the southwest of the state has ever seen.
This is a huge storm in terms of its size. It brought record storm surge in Collier, Lee counties, and it's continuing to churn throughout the state. And so, obviously, in southwest Florida, as soon as the storm passes, you know, we have emergency responders at the local level. The state has marshaled hundreds of aircraft. We have high water vehicles. We have the capacity to go by air, by land, or by sea to help people, and we will do that.
Matthew Cappucci is a meteorologist. He's in West Florida this morning. Good morning, Matthew. Thank you for taking our call. Are you okay?
I got to say, you know, we've had a pretty rough go of it, admittedly. Even though I'm a meteorologist, we're used to doing this. We're used to getting inside these storms. This was probably the most intense storm I've ever seen. And what really surprised me was that we were sort of accustomed to what to expect given the first half of the storm, which featured very strong winds. We encountered winds about 140, 150 kilometers per hour, significant rainfall, and of course there was that surge farther south that inundated areas like Fort Myers, where they saw about 2 to 2.5 meters of storm surge. Then we went through the eye. Ordinarily, the back half of the storm isn't as bad. In this case, it was significantly worse where I was. We had hours of zero visibilities simply because of how blinding the rain was. Rainfall rates of 3 to 6 plus centimeters per hour, which led, in addition to surge, to incredible freshwater flooding, with some areas picking up 40, 50 centimeters of rainfall in only a few hours' time. In addition, the winds were gusting nonstop, 5, 6 plus hours of extreme winds on the order of, 160, 170 kilometers per hour at my location, to the point where the rooftop of the apartment building below which we're parked ripped off, was sent, far away from here. People inside the apartment building were scrambling to seek shelter in their vehicles as a result of their homes being uninhabitable afterwards. And this is just one small area of a much larger place that's been devastated. When I look outside, you know, it's dark here. It's the middle of the night.
Yes.
I can't see a single light anywhere. The only lights we've had over the course of the evening have been transformers blowing. So it's an extreme situation.
Whereabouts in Florida are you? And is the worst over now, Matthew?
So for the west coast of Florida, the worst is over. However, we're in the Port Charlotte, which is in the western part of Florida. We unfortunately, however, need to wait for the floodwaters to subside, both from surge and also from inland freshwater flooding. That was a variable that a lot of people were sort of taken by surprise by. They thought if they were out of the surge zone from water being pushed ashore, seawater being pushed ashore by strong winds, they'd be okay.
When you say freshwater flooding, what do you mean by that?
Yeah, so extreme rainfall. So we had two different types of flooding. We had wind pushing seawater towards the coastline, causing coastal flooding and extreme coastal flooding. Then inland, and especially north of the storm center, we had so much rainfall that even areas that escaped the surge were beneath, you know, half a meter of rain after extreme downpours pushed through. So we're fighting a lot of flooding, and it won't be until morning that these waters really begin to recede. So it's important people don't try to venture out tonight. You know, we're in place. We're hunkering down in the garage of an apartment building. I know I've seen some headlights pushing through. There's debris everywhere. I would really dissuade people from traveling tonight, if at all possible.
As you said, this is the worst storm you've ever seen, and Florida is well used to its fair share of storms. Why is this one so bad?
I think what struck me as really telling for this one was twofold. Number one, the area where it made landfall, near or just north of Fort Myers, Florida, was at the periphery of our forecast days ago, meaning we never thought until about 24 hours before that this would be like sort of the ground zero for the hurricane. So people knew that they had to watch it. However, they assumed that they'd be kind of on the fringe, whereas in reality, they were given a dead strike. The other thing, too, initially, this was projected to be a Category 2 to perhaps a Category 3, which is a world of difference from a high Category 4, borderline Cat 5, intensifying. So between the communications challenges of people going from, hey, you know, you might get some stormy conditions, to you're getting the direct hit of a major hurricane, and also it going from a Cat 2 to Cat 4, rapidly intensifying, kind of defying forecasts initially. It really made this a disaster that was difficult to communicate and even more difficult to prepare for.
Had many people left in anticipation, Matthew?
So the tricky thing is, yes, they had, but farther north. I encountered more people, I'd say, farther north who had evacuated than where the storm actually hit because of the changing forecasts. And that's one of the things that we as meteorologists face and still find very difficult when it comes to severe weather and instances like this, is communicating uncertainty. On the one hand, we want people to prepare and evacuate early so we can actually manage it. But on the other hand, that leads to more false alarms. So where do you wind up, you know, balancing confidence versus timing? And it we don't have the right answer. Every time it leads to imperfect results. We just want to make sure we don't leave folks in a place of there being false alarms and complacency, but also we need to give people advance notice when our confidence is lower, such that they can take these protective measures.
Matthew Cappucci, mind yourself, and thank you very much for talking to us this morning. That's Matthew Cappucci speaking to us from West Florida.